When God calls you to move and pivot, shift in your life, it is so imperative that you do so. I don't even have an intro for this. That was the intro. I can't express how deeply important it is to listen to God's voice, and you know that it's clearly from God. It's so important to follow that, because if you don't, your life is going to go down a route and a path that was avoidable if you would have just listened the first time. But as human beings, we're flawed and stubborn, so it makes sense. But on the other side of misery is joy. And you may not feel that joy right now. You might be in the midst of the misery or in the middle of the transition from one to the other. But trust and know that the Lord God is going to keep you. He is going to guide you, and He is going to love you abundantly throughout it. There is nothing you can do to separate yourself from His love. So knowing that in itself should give you the confidence that you can move on and you will be okay. I struggle with this myself. I'm speaking to myself here. I'm not even on the side of the joy yet, you know? Like I'm in my transition. But I have such strong faith, and not even yourself, but God. I have faith and confidence in the Lord that He is going to pull me through, because there has not been a moment in life where He hasn't, you know? And nothing that I've gone through and made it out of could have been done without God's provision and His intervention. If anything, I would say that most things that I get through are due to His intervention. And I'm grateful for that, because if it weren't for Him, I'd be lost. And yet I'm still a little lost. But I'm only lost because of myself. I'm putting myself in the way of my own struggles. I'm the one causing this. You know, I look back at my teenage years towards the end, like 17, 18, 19. I was so, I'm about to be 24, which is crazy, but I was so good at letting people go, and that had to have been God, but I was so good at it. It hurt so badly, but I knew that it was for the betterment of my well-being and for the blessings to really come in abundance in my life. I knew that that was going to be the case, to be honest, I don't know if I truly knew that. I don't know if I consciously knew that, or if it was more of a subconscious thought. And then I, you know, maybe was in the moment just thinking, this doesn't feel good, so I'm going to let this go, which is a valid reason to let something go. But, you know, it resulted in the blessings coming and a lot quicker. And in the midst of everything that I've learned, it had taught me how to approach situations moving forward in life. It seemed like if I came encounter with a situation that I had had in the past that was similar to, I would know how to handle it now, because the Lord had, you know, brought me through before. So I knew, and not all situations are the same, but there are some similarities where it was helpful that I went through something so that I know how to approach it or avoid it. That's another thing. Not just that you're going to come across it again, but to be proactive about not putting yourself in that position or not keeping yourself in a position, you know? I just had all of these thoughts tonight because I realize that I did not realize this tonight. I have always known this, but I'm not perfect, and I struggle with the fact that I was so maybe I'm having a misconstrued version of who I was in the past, but I don't remember me having such like a really, really difficult time letting someone or something go in my past. And now the older I get, it's almost like I'm going back to who I was before then, and not in the best way, because it's almost like I can't let go now. But I'm wondering if, God is using me in this time, not using me, but he's allowing me to be in this space and experience what I'm experiencing so that he can use it as a lesson for me. I believe everything is intentional. I believe that the Lord is an intentional and just God, and he cares for us so deeply to the point where he's not gonna let you fall off too far off. Like, maybe he'll let you fall off so that you can realize that you need him and you go run chase back after him. But he's not gonna let you fall off to the point where you can't get back up, because it has his hand on you, has his hand on you the whole time. That I know for sure, that the Lord God has his hand on me. Never once has he ever let me go. And I'm so grateful for that, because I don't know what I would do if he didn't. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have someone to go to when I was feeling these things. I don't know who I would go. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have someone to go to when I was feeling good, feeling great. Who would I have to thank? Do you ever think about that? Who would you have to thank for all the abundance of blessings in your life, and for the people who came in to help you and love you and provide for you, and the jobs that you have? Who would you thank for the opportunities you're given? Who would you thank for the tools and gifts that you have that help cultivate gifts in others and help? I think about that. What We're just out here on this earth just thinking it's all us. Like, I got this. It's all me, That doesn't sit right with me. And it's hugely because I know the God I serve intervenes in my life. He speaks on my behalf. He works on my behalf. There is nothing that I have to do. And not only do I not have to do anything, but I actually don't even have to worry about it. I don't even have to worry about anything, nothing about yesterday, today, or tomorrow, ever, because it's already done. It's already handled. It's already finished. The job is complete. I do not have to put energy towards something that is a God problem. Too many God problems. Too many. But I feel like I have to share this message to others, but and also myself, because I need this to look back on and listen to on my own, because I am in a season where I cannot seem to let go of something that God told me to let go of. And I was probably thinking, well, is it because it's not time for me to let go? But no, he told you to. So if I'm feeling like, oh, it's not time for me to let go because, my feelings aren't going away, I have to attribute it to something else than God, like the opposite of God. Because if God is telling you something and it's so clear, and you're trying to like reason your way out of it, that's not God. It isn't. It isn't. But man, I pray and ask God to purify my heart, to rid of its impurities and imperfections, and not even imperfections, because we're always going to be imperfect, but I just really ask God to place in my heart a pure and a deep desire to know him more, to love him more, to seek him more, so much so to the point where I don't even worry about or think about or stress about or dwell on the misery that I am experiencing, or the hard things that I'm going through in life. I pray and ask God that he will rid me of the weight of my shame and my hurt and disappointment. Because he has enough love to wash it all away. He has enough love to carry you through. And he loves you and deeply wants the best for you. And I think we forget that often. I know I do. You know, something will happen and we'll say, God, why? Why did you do that? Why did you allow that to happen? We can't come from it as a perspective of a human mind thinking that, you know, someone, you know, he did this as if he was fully human and had ill intent and motive. No, God cares for you. And he wants you to be blessed. And he wants you to feel accomplished and to succeed. But for that, you need to go through things and you need to seek him so that you can be on one accord with God. And you can understand that his plans are way greater than yours and mine. So that was just a quick little 10 minute episode there. It was just really on my heart that I wanted to share that. And maybe it was more for me than it was for anyone specifically, but I hope that, I pray that it touched you in some way. As children of God, I believe that whenever we do have something on our hearts that's from the Lord, that we should share that, you know, so that we can uplift others as well. I'm going to close in prayer. Just bow your heads, close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just loving us. We love you, and we are so grateful that you even allow us the opportunity to be able to share your message and bask in your glory, God. I pray tonight that whoever is listening feels lighter, and that they have a strong desire to seek after you, God, to chase after you, to wonder about you and be in awe of you, so that we can know you more and know that you never have ill intent for us, God. I pray and ask that we will forever walk in your footsteps so that we can ultimately receive your glory, receive your blessings, God. We want to walk in your plan, and I pray that you give us the faith and the confidence in you, God, to trust in your plan and have faith in that we are going to be okay regardless, no matter whatever is happening in life and no matter what comes ahead, we will always be okay because you have your hand on us, God. I pray if anyone is out tonight or whatever it is, that they make it back home safely and have a good rest. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, bye guys.